Cholan Podcast with David Amoyala.
Hello and welcome on into the Calcholand Podcast, a special episode of the Calcholand Podcast. I am the normal co-host and producer, Alex Goldberg, and David and I are here to deliver you a special episode because this is going to be our Carlo Ancelotti special. If you've been a longtime listener of the Calcholand Podcast, you'll remember we did something very similar for Maurizio Sarri when he was on his way from Napoli to Chelsea. That episode consisted of an assortment of clips from previous episodes where either David and I or our guest talked about Maurizio Sarri. So for this one, it's going to be exactly the same. You are going to hear three different clips on Carlo Ancelotti from previous episodes. The first clip you'll hear is from episode 280, and it actually is David and I talking about Carlo Ancelotti and if we would want him managing a big club in the future. Then the following clip you'll hear is from the same episode when we had the Napoli outsider on, who's always tremendous, and clearly he's got a pretty good idea of what Carlo Ancelotti is right now as a manager. And then the last clip you'll hear is from the following episode, episode 281, and it's our good friend Carlo Garganese on that one. So enjoy the following three clips here on Carlo Ancelotti. Certainly some interesting opinions on what he should be doing when you think about where he is now as the manager of Everton. Enjoy.
So, Alex, I wanted to ask you about this, about the coaching change at Napoli. So, Ancelotti, for the second time in a row, disappointing tenure at a club at Bayern, left in somewhat similar fashion to Napoli. This season, we saw them do very well in the Champions League, not so much in Serie A. But Ancelotti, and I think this is mainly due because what a great guy he is and his track record in big games in the Champions League, still has a lot of supporters and his brand name is still very strong. So, Alex, you know him from his Chelsea days. You followed him in Serie A. I'm sure you followed him a little bit at Bayern. If you were running a club, would you still hire Ancelotti today based on what you've seen at his last two stops?
No, flat out, David. No, I would not hire him because I just don't think he can do anything spectacular anymore. And it makes me sad to say that because I really like Carlo Ancelotti, kind of a lovable guy. And obviously, as a Chelsea fan, I have a soft spot in my heart for him. And I do believe he's a good manager, like you said. He definitely knows how to manage the Champions League. But at this point, he just wouldn't move the needle, in my opinion. So for a big club, I think big clubs should be hiring managers who can really, of course, take the club to an elite level where a big club wants their standard all the way up. But also, I think a manager for a big club should either keep an identity that that club already has, or they should give that club a new identity. It doesn't have to be like Pep did with Manchester City or Klopp did with Liverpool, but they really have to bring something special to the table. And unfortunately, I just don't think Carlo Ancelotti brings something special to the table anymore. Also, I'm not saying players are getting harder to manage from a personal standpoint, but I don't think they're getting easier. And I'm not necessarily sure. And of course, what's happened at Napoli might impact this take, but I'm not necessarily sure Carlo Ancelotti is the best man manager anymore. And this is not me bashing him. This is not me coming down on him hard. I'm just answering your question very honestly, David. If I was a big club, I would not hire him. So that's my simple take. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I wrote about this for our friends at Euro Fantasy Game. And basically, my conclusion with Ancelotti is at this stage of his career, and this probably was already true before he took the Napoli job, his best fit is as a national team manager. I think we've seen how well he does in the Champions League. He strives in those types of tournaments, big games and whatnot. I think he has very good tactical flexibility that maybe pays off in those tournaments more. It seems in some ways in league play, when you have a set identity and kind of do the same thing, it works maybe better. And when I look two times in a row, essentially the team quitting on him, and there was rumors that the training sessions weren't intense enough. There were a lot of rumors that essentially his son Davide was running the trainings anyway, and that there's, you know, there's this theory that Ancelotti was basically taking the Napoli job as a semi-retirement to launch his son and keep his loyal staff members employed. So he's a great guy. I kind of, in my day job as a manager, in some ways, I've modeled myself to some of the things that he does. But no, long and short of it, I would not hire him for a big club. And again, I get that he has still this sexy brand name. I get that if you don't follow Serie A closely, it would be easy to chalk up what happened at Napoli as De Laurentiis is a tough owner. He's vulgar. He doesn't handle things well. Then you have Insigne didn't handle himself well, and you can blame the players. But again, because this happened at both Napoli and Bayern, and he's the common denominator, I would have some strong reservations. And at this point, I think the best bet for him would be to coach a national team. Let's start with Ancelotti. So, you know, I always like to say Napoli is a pretty unique place. So, you know, here's a manager that gets sacked after a 4-0 win, passing a group in the Champions League. But there were definitely some reasons for concern. We've talked to you numerous times right when the mutiny happened. So let me ask you in this term, Ancelotti is still a very big brand name. He's very popular, especially with the fan bases of the clubs that he's done well. But if you were running a big team, would you hire Ancelotti? And if you were to hire him, what would be the things that would concern you the most about him?
Well, this is an interesting question that you make. You know, the first thing is that this is the second time in a row he loses a dressing room. This is the first concern that I would have. Because in the end, his failures both at Bayern and at Napoli were not really tactical, even though he's been criticized for that aspect. But obviously, what we've seen in the last 2 months is just that players were not following him. And you could see last night, for example, the way they played, knowing that he was gone, it was just a completely different team. Just like the way they played in the Champions League. They turned it on and turned it off whenever they wanted to, whenever they needed to, but in a different competition. So in the league, they were just not following him. They were not playing. Well, I'm not saying that they should play for a coach, but they really didn't care about saving his job. So it's clear that this happened twice in a row, and it's got to be a reason for concern. Ancelotti has been always tabbed as a great players manager. He's always been good with the players. He's always protected them. You know, he's never exposed them. He's never done anything, you know, like shout at them or anything in the past. So he's been very good at running teams that had, let me say, manageable people, where there were maybe even like a lot of egos in the dressing room, but who were really professional. I got to say that with Napoli, I'm not sure there was a lot of professionalism going on in the last few months. But even before that, it seems like everything came crumbling down when Hamsik left and Albiol got hurt for basically the rest of the season in January. Ever since then, there has been a disconnect between Ancelotti and the rest of the team. Until then, everything was going absolutely fine. And in fact, you know, Ancelotti, while coaching Napoli, even though he's faced Liverpool 4 times and Paris Saint-Germain twice, he's coached 12 games in the Champions League and only lost one with Napoli.
Yeah.
And even that one he lost, he had the ball to tie it at the very last second, and Alisson made a superb save. And we're talking about the team that just later went on to win the whole competition. So obviously, his tactical aspects are good at the highest level. There's no question. However, in Germany, he went against some of the old guard, and that got him fired. In Napoli, something similar happened again, and we may never know exactly what happened, but we can be sure that essentially they were not all, let's say, rowing in the same direction. We've seen Callejon get benched for 3 matches in a row, not playing even when he was absolutely needed. Then he came back to play in the last 2 games, but obviously for a while he was not in the mental conditions to play, and that falls on Ancelotti's shoulder, because obviously the mental aspect of the players, the preparation, you know, the will to get on the field, that depends on him as well. So these are the aspects that would concern me. Definitely not the tactical ones, even though he's being criticized for them. But we've seen that when Napoli players were concentrated and motivated enough, they could do it. The difference is that in the last two experiences, at some point, something went wrong within the dressing room. And, you know, it's complicated. So at this point, I wouldn't be afraid to hire him if I were absolutely sure of the professionalism of my own players, if I were absolutely sure that they would follow him and play for him and listen to him, whatever he said. With Napoli, obviously, that didn't happen. There are several reports that they wanted to play with a different in a different way. Some of them wanted to be coached in a different way. They wanted to run different drills. So at that point, you know, it's not about being right or wrong, but if you're a soccer player, you are an employee, you should do what you're told. Ancelotti couldn't even convince them to go to the retreat, so that just shows you how little respect they had for him. And he is not the type of coach that gets into the player's face, shouts at them, sends them home, or does stuff like that. And, you know, his charisma is more of a low-key charisma, and some other people shouted their players. And obviously, this is probably what Napoli needed, an injection of energy. But at the same time, it shows you that they needed to be managed in a different way. So again, it depends on the crop of players I have. I don't think he's been totally passed by. But, you know, there are obvious questions onto whether he is fit for managing the egos that are around soccer these days, because players have changed. You just look, for example, I'll just give you an example. PSG, you know, that's a dysfunctional dressing room too. You have Neymar, for example, you have Icardi, you have other people. I think that, for example, he wouldn't work very well in that dressing room, just because you need somebody to, you know, with a tougher wrist to whip on the players' backs to get listened to. They're not going to be professional on their own. They're not going to be able to manage themselves on their own from that point of view. So they need a little more of that, and that would concern me. But for example, if I had a team made of 100% professional players, I would not be scared of hiring Ancelotti, definitely.
So after his last two jobs ended pretty poorly, would you hire Ancelotti if you were running a big club at this stage of his career?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I think it depends on who the club is, you know, what their objective is, and who the players are, really. I mean, Ancelotti's, you know, he's had a reputation throughout his career of being kind of a master in the Champions League, but sometimes underperforming in league football. And we saw that even with his great Milan team, where he only won one Scudetto at Milan, yet won two Champions Leagues and reached three finals in 5 years. And you know, even the year that they won, the Milan won their second Champions League under Ancelotti, which was 2007. Milan barely made the top four that year. So we've seen it for a long time with Ancelotti that league football is not really his thing. And we've seen that again at Napoli. You know, his results in the Champions League have been incredible. I mean, in 12 Champions League games, he lost one. You know, and that's despite playing Liverpool four times and PSG twice. But in Serie A, you know, obviously everything's gone wrong in Serie A this season. So if the club is looking to rebuild in the league and the two main teams that he's been linked with are Arsenal and Everton, and those are two teams who are doing very, very badly in the Premier League, and that is basically going to be their objective this season, is to repair their league form. It's a risk with Ancelotti because, you know, we've seen that league football is not really his thing. If the club hiring him are looking to, you know, succeed in the Champions League, maybe, you know, there's less risk there. But, you know, you always have to do well in your league. So yeah, it's a difficult one. I think the other thing to take into account is that he is 60 now. And, you know, you have to ask, I think there are genuine question marks whether at his age, is he past his best? Has he lost some of the drive and the fire? I mean, he's never really been that kind of personality anyway. But, you know, he lost the dressing room, or rather he lost kind of the control of some of the big names at Napoli and at Bayern, especially at Bayern. So, you know, there are concerns. You know, is he a bit too passive for modern football, a bit too laissez-faire with, you know, when it comes to training and rulemaking? So there are question marks there. I mean, I would say in his defence that I think what happened to Napoli wasn't primarily his fault. I mean, there is some blame to be attached to him, but I would say De Laurentiis is the primary reason for everything that went wrong at Napoli. I think as soon as De Laurentiis started threatening legal action against the squad, I think it was going to be difficult for any manager to try and fix things then. So yeah, I think it's a risk. But what I would say is that, and I would agree with you here because I saw you tweeting about this, I would say that at his age, and given he's someone who's quite cool and laid back and probably doesn't need the stress at this stage of his life, especially having won everything in the club game, I would say he's best suited to an international job now.
Absolutely.
You know, he remains a master of cup football. That
absolutely, yeah.
Outsmarting an opponent in a one-off game. You can imagine him in the World Cup or Euros for Italy or for another nation, you know, in a quarterfinal or semi-final where it comes down to small details, outsmarting an opponent. I think he'd be brilliant at that job. And I think not having to work day in, day out, I think that would suit him now. And I think that would be my advice to him. It would be, you know, take an international job now. I think he's achieved everything there is in club football. He's got nothing else to achieve. He's won everything. He's won multiple leagues, Champions Leagues. Go to the international game next.